Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with Casey McGee, the I'll call him the newest San Francisco Giant, the third baseman. Grew up in Santa Cruz. What kind of fan were you down there?
Yeah, I was a huge sports fan growing up, baseball in general. But you know, at the time I was growing up in the early mid '80s, it was a great time to be a Giants and A's fan. But the years that I got to watch, Will Clark and Robbie Thompson and Kevin Mitchell and Matt Williams and Candy Maldonado, all those guys. It was, it was a good time to be a kid that loved baseball growing up in the area.
Yeah, boy, Casey McGee with us now. Surfing, come on, we got surfing at Santa Cruz.
Yeah, we do. I just wasn't. I wasn't very good at it, so I didn't ever really pursue it. I'm the only one, I think, that my sister and her husband, they pretty much live in the water, so. But yeah, I was a baseball rat from the time I was pretty young. It was anything had to do with the ball, I was in. Basketball, baseball, those are my two main sports I played growing up, but baseball was always number one.
You know, it's interesting watching you play. I know you played a lot of different positions, and you're an excellent third baseman. What kind of a ball player were you as a kid? Were you a third baseman, shortstop? Usually someone who gets to the big leagues has probably been a pitcher somewhere.
Yeah, I pitched quite a bit growing up. Played high school. In high school, I played shortstop, and when I wasn't playing shortstop, I pitched. And then went to college at Fresno State and played left field my freshman year. And then my sophomore and junior year, I moved into third base, and I've been there semi-permanently. They tried to experiment with me as a catcher a couple times in the minor leagues, but third base is definitely where I feel the most comfortable.
You know, it's funny you said that because Pablo Sandoval was the emergency catcher. Have you let anyone know that that you have done this before?
Yeah, I probably should have thought it through a little better, but I already submitted my application for the emergency catcher job. But I thought it was going to be more of a process, but Wotus, when I told him, he just said, "It's yours then." So I should have probably thought that through a little better.
Very good. Casey McGee with us. You still have connections in Santa Cruz? Do you live down there, family down there?
Yeah, everybody's still there. My sister's still there, mom and dad, niece, nephew. Everybody's still there. So, a lot of friends, family, old teachers, coaches, you name it, they're still there. So looking forward to getting back and seeing some of those faces that I don't get to see as often as I'd like.
Well, they're going to see you, and you have your ticket request ready. I hope you got that straight.
Yeah, I'm going to have to learn how to nicely tell some people that I can't do it. But at the same time, it'll be nice to be able to reconnect with some people, like I said. But it's going to be a challenge to kind of get into the swing of things and kind of feel that out a little bit. It's going to be a new experience.
Well, it's interesting. You did play in Japan. I always find it interesting for people to explain their experiences over there. We come from the Bay Area. We think we're pretty sophisticated. What was Japan like for you? How did that happen?
It's a long story, I guess. But I love Japan. The people were great to me. It's a really neat culture. It's different in a lot of ways. But I guess the short version is, as different as it is, you kind of realize that people are the same no matter what. They all want the same things and just maybe have a little bit different way of going about it than we do. But, very, very respectful. And the one thing I couldn't get over is just how clean it is. It's unbelievably clean. And at the same time, you can't find a garbage can anywhere. You're walking around with like an empty cup or something like that. You can't find a garbage can anywhere, but there's no trash on the ground. But I loved it. It was good for me, and my family went over there with me. My kids got to experience it. And baseball-wise, it helped me. It humbles you to get the dream of playing the major leagues taken from you for a period of time. I think it allowed me to get back to doing some of the things that made me successful the first time around.
Yeah, boy, interesting to just be over there with the culture, the food, and everything else. But you're now not a home run hitter. You've been a home run hitter in your career. Now you're not a home run hitter. How did this change happen?
I think I got away from trying to use the whole field and things like that for a couple of years. And, even just going to Japan was a big part of that, was me going back to trying to use the whole field and not try to pull everything I saw. And that was, I think, what got me in trouble the first time around. I was trying to jerk everything and hit it out of the ballpark. And I think it got me back to being more of the kind of hitter that I that I am and what I feel like my strengths are.
Surprised when the trade happened from the Marlins to the Giants? How did you even find out about it?
Yeah, I was surprised. You know, I season was over, and I just, you know, imagined I'd be coming back. And, you know, then I got home from working out one day, and my wife saw something on the Internet or a friend of hers or somebody, and found out that Martin Prado had been traded to the Marlins, and I immediately knew something was going on. And then by the end of the day, it was pretty much certain that I was coming here, and I started getting, once the shock of getting traded wore off, I was pretty excited, and it just continued to get more excited as the days went by.
Yeah. Hey, having a pretty good spring training. I mean, honestly, hitting the ball well, and I think we're seeing your game down here.
Yeah, I mean, and still got some work to do to feel like I'm ready for the season, but I feel like I'm getting close. And, you know, these last couple of weeks of spring training start to tighten it up a little bit and get a little more game-like. But, you know, I feel like I'm right on time for where I want to be.
Yeah, it's been fun watching you. With two strikes, two outs, somehow the bat becomes very potent through the zone for you.
You know, just try not to – that's, and I think that's the big thing, is just back to not trying to do too much. You know, take what the pitcher gives you and just try to make solid contact. And, you know, sometimes you're going to hit balls right at guys, and sometimes they're going to make great pitches. But, you know, contact's always going to be important, and especially in those situations, if you don't put the ball in play, you don't give yourself a very good chance. So, you know, just try to, like I said, shorten up and take what the pitcher gives you.
All right. You're doing it well. I appreciate you being on. We got a long season ahead, so it's nice to have you on early.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.